When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, how's it going? It's Fashion O'Clock and you're with Manish. Today we have with us stylist Aisha Amin, who works with the who's who in Bollywood, from Karishma Kapoor to Chitrangada Singh to Bipasha Basu. Aisha talks about the challenges of being a red carpet stylist, how pandemic has shaped up her way of working and approaching style and fashion in general, and how she sees the future of fashion post-pandemic. Over to you, Aisha. Thank you so much for joining.
Well, it has impacted in many ways. A lot of sourcing happens over WhatsApp with designers, and we use different apps for deliveries and pickups and drops. Celebrity fittings have been happening on FaceTime many a times, and physical events and promotions have become more virtual.
How has the pandemic impacted the way you operate?
So yes, the pandemic has changed a lot of things for us as stylists.
And you work with iconic actors like Karishma Kapoor, Bipasha Basu, Chitrangada Singh. So how do you tweak your style when you work with them? Like, do you suit their personality, the vibe, the event they're heading out for?
So each of these actresses, each of these divas have their own, sense of style, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. They're all different, you know, like Bipasha has this very, a strong and sexy kind of a vibe. Karishma has this vibe, which is very elegant, classy and timeless kind of a thing. Chitrangada loves being feminine and flowy, and that's more her. Anything very artsy, that's also something that she loves. So I think each one of them has a different personality, and depending on where they're going, which place, what's the event like, what's the crowd like, and what's the weather there, accordingly we choose designers for them. And of course it also depends on whether they're going for an event or if it's a shoot. Meaning if it's a shoot, we can tweak things. Even if it's not their size, it can be clamped, it can be more OTT, fashion-y. Whereas if it's an event, it needs to fit extremely right because they're making an appearance in front of a live audience. It cannot be ill-fitted. It has to be comfortable, right? From the shoes that they wear have to be extremely comfortable for them to walk around in for, long hours.
What, according to you, are the post-pandemic closet essentials?
So a mask that suits your outfit definitely is number one. Sneakers, I feel like sneakers have made a major comeback. People want to, want to choose comfort over everything else. And most importantly, I think athleisure clothing, has made its way into everyone's wardrobes, be it joggers, hoodies, crop sweatshirts. Oversized, pants in different ways. I think they've just kind of made, everyone's made it their own in some way or the other.
And Aisha, you have your own label, which you always showcase at Lakme Fashion Week. Do you miss the physical show format?
Oh my God, I miss physical fashion weeks, and how. What I really miss about these events is interacting with people. I think Fashion Week is the busiest time of the week when you literally end up meeting everyone, be it designers, stylists, buyers, people from the fashion fraternity, during the shows, after the shows at the lounges. I really miss all of it, right? From the designer stalls to the after parties to, Fashion Week has this whole vibe, which honestly, the whole digital Fashion Week just can't give you. That front row buzz, that moment when the lights dim and the show's about to start. It's just, I think all of that is just so special, which the digital fashion week cannot give you.
True, I couldn't agree more. And do you see the Roaring Twenties making a comeback?
I really do see them coming back. The 20s have made a comeback, especially at the Met Gala this year. We saw Kendall Jenner and Zoe Isabella wearing, the trends from the 20s. I think it is a style which kind of never went away. It's always been there in some way or the other. There's been an element of the 20s that we see time and again.
And any advice you'd like to give to young fashion talent, as you know, it's not easy being a fashion professional in this country.
So I just feel like, social media has changed the game for a lot of aspiring fashionistas or, stylists or designers. I just feel like, even before trying to learn the job, everyone's just waiting to post things on social media or get credit. So my sincere suggestion would be that, learn as much as you can. Don't worry about when, you're going to be getting credits on social media and when you can be posting pictures. All of that will fall in place once you learn the job and once you're good at it. So just keep trying different things, learn it all, and the best will happen.
Okay, now I'll ask you some fun rapid fire question. Leather or lamé?
Leather.
Monochrome or pop?
Pop. I love colors.
Print or embellishments?
Prints, I think. They're more versatile.
Bodycon or anti-fit?
Bodycon.
Trainers or heels?
Both. I mean, that's a tough choice.
Town or country?
I think town. I'm a town girl. I love being busy.
A night in or a night out?
Night out, for sure.
Thank you, Isha. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Clearly, Bollywood styling isn't everyone's cup of tea. It needs a lot of hard work and dedication. And Isha Amin is one of those few Bollywood stylists who've had the pleasure of working with actors across generations. We'll get back to you next week with another iconic stylist and fashion voice. Till then, stay fabulous and ciao for now.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.